Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Alone, listless, breakfast table in an otherwise empty room. The young girl, my own.
Seltzer leaning into the 90s music here today, I think. Is that true?
That's correct, yes.
Figured
tried
so.
To pick ones that wouldn't be like stories or could be answered, yeah. But still 90s. Yeah.
I saw these guys in 99, Hartford, Connecticut, senior year at college. All right, good morning to everyone.
I saw these guys with AJ and his...
Feely?
Yeah.
Nice.
With AJ and his then girlfriend.
Heather?
Yes. Over while we were playing together, and they were, I was jealous that they really seemed to have a great.
There was a lot about AJ Feely to be jealous about.
he's got a great situation.
Yeah, he had three things going for him.
Well said, man.
He was backup quarterback that didn't have to play that much. He was.
And he's just a wonderful.
Well,
guy.
I know he's a great guy.
Wonderful person.
He got the Heather Mitts. That's number two.
She's also a wonderful person.
Excellent. Yes. And then number three, like AJ Feely, like let's be real here. Good looking guy.
Yeah. I mean, it's very just handsome man.
Handsome man, and had his run of five games and became a folk hero on the basis of
and got some money off that
and got
too.
Some money, all that stuff. All right, 215-592-9494. Let's get back to the phones. Let's go to Mike in Broomall right now. Hi, Mike.
Yo, guys, what's happening?
Hi, Mike. Dang.
So you guys were talking about Joe rattled off all those reasons that the Sixers were, you know, terrible and, you know, don't have any help. I think it's the Mikal Bridges thing. You know, they finally made the right draft pick. You know, it was an asset that they had acquired from one of their many, you know, deals that they had made. They picked the right player. He probably would have fit in really, really well here. And they traded him in 10 minutes for Zaire Smith, who had, you know, really bright sneakers the two times he did play. And then they got a number one pick for him, and they traded that number one pick for Tobias Harris, and then they paid him all that money. It was just a snowball effect, and I really think it hindered him because I think Mikal Bridges would have been really, really good.
He would have been a perfect fit. My God. And look at the Phoenix Suns since they – look, I'm not saying Bridges did much this year with the Nets. They fell apart. But look at how much the Suns have fallen apart since they ripped up a team that was the number one seed. I think it was as recently as 2 years ago. And they traded Bridges for Durant, and their whole existence collapsed. Granted, Chris Paul also is off that team, and Ayton's off that team, so they lost a lot. But, I mean, Bridges is really good, man.
Yeah, and look what Bridges did. I mean, even the Sixers played the Nets last year in the first round. He had 20. He averaged probably close to 30 points a game.
He was great in that series. He didn't do as much this year, though. He kind of took a step back this year.
Well, I don't blame him either because he's really like the only player on that team.
Well, I think that's what caught up with him. I think it was kind of like Maxey when Joel was out.
Yeah, you know, exactly.
It focuses on you and it's harder. Yeah.
It's him and nobody else. And he's, you know, he's a good number. He's just like Maxey. He's a really good number two. And if we had kept him, we probably still would have drafted Maxey and it would have been Maxey, you know, Mikal Bridges and Joel, and, you know, whatever else, you know, whatever else you can fit around them. But Morey's got to do a better job of, you know, I know he was, you know, really strapped with the cap this year, but, you know, it's, you know, you got to do a better job, man. You got to go out and you got to get the right players this offseason.
I agree. All right, Mike, give me something from the 90s. Doesn't get enough talk.
One more. Dude, the Game 7s, there was two Game 7s in the NHL this past weekend. I was back and forth with the Phils, and those Game 7s in the NHL are the best. They're the best watch ever, like as far as the playoff thing goes. You get a Game 7 in the NHL, especially those two games that were super close. It was incredible.
Yeah, hockey and playoffs are really something, man. There's no question.
And so it's funny you guys mentioned Heather Mitz. My 90s thing doesn't get enough talk is the rise of the women's national team. Two World Cup championships and an Olympic gold medal.
It's a pretty good answer,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, it is.
The Mia Hamm
thing. And, it really was.
Yeah. I'll tell you what. There's no doubt in my mind I'd rather watch a women's American game than a men's American game. In part because we actually got a shot to win. I mean, the men never do anything. I mean, ever. What's up with that? Why are our women like top two or three in the world and our men are like top freaking 16?
Our best athletes don't play soccer. Our best male athletes don't play soccer. I mean, that's the biggest issue.
You really were asking that, huh?
Like, it's our lowest of the lowest of the low in terms of best athletes.
Is it literally that simple?
I think, yeah. Yeah. I think a lot of the guys are playing football, basketball, and
all right. You know, I'll buy that as an acceptable
answer. There's no money in soccer, really. I mean,
well, there is if you get to Europe and stuff.
Yeah, I mean, over there, but not here.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do.
I mean,
know you, man.
If you want to make some money in sports, you're going to play.
No, that's true.
Football, basketball, or baseball.
All right, let's get to today's Twitter poll. Speaking of baseball, today's Twitter poll question of the day is brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Armin, your Corvette headquarters. Visit ArminChevy.com to see Armin's selection of new and pre-owned Corvettes. Together, let's drive. Today's poll question: of the following three pitchers, Christopher Sanchez, Spencer Turnbull, and Taijuan Walker, which two should be in the Phillies starting rotation? Now, we know how the Phillies ended up, you know, shaking this thing out here. The Phillies are going with Taijuan and Sanchez. The question is, did they get it right or should they have gone a different way? All right, John, the four different combinations.
Mm-hmm.
So we put them in alphabetical order. Sanchez and Turnbull. Sanchez and Walker.
Yeah, I'm going to say Sanchez and Turnbull wins.
Sanchez and Turnbull.
Six-man rotation wins.
All right, Sanchez and Turnbull do win. So people didn't want Taijuan.
Yeah, and I don't feel like I'm ready to say I want Taijuan either.
It's the right move putting Taijuan on in May. If you got to pull him out in August, you pull him out. I'm fine with
Look,
Taijuan in there now.
He's looked good.
He's looked okay.
A little bit resentful.
He looked better. He looked better last night. He looked better. Yeah. The poll was won by Christopher Sanchez and Spencer Turnbull at 38% as a combo. Mm-hmm. Followed that was Turnbull and Taijuan as a combo with 32%. The six-man rotation got 21%. I think that would be a mistake this early when you're trying to have Zach Wheeler give you close to 35 starts this year. Like, I don't need him to start 28 times. That might cost me a division. Christopher Sanchez and Taijuan Walker round out the poll as a combination. They got 9%. Sanchez and Taijuan, which is ironic because that's what they chose.
Oh, boy.
The Phillies chose what people picked as the fourth best option in this poll. Let's talk to Harry right now. We're also going to get to some Jimmy Butler audio in a moment. Good morning, Harry.
Hey, good morning, friends. How are you?
Doing well, Harry.
Hey, I appreciate the call, taking my call. Number one, I'm a close to 50-year fan of the Phillies and all four Philadelphia teams.
Nice.
As far as the Phillies, I think Turner goes back to short and Stott back to second, at least until next year. And then I got to say that I think Castellanos, where's Liam? Because as soon as Liam comes for the summer, I think his hitting and production is going to go up.
Oh, really?
At least I'm hoping so.
Well, we need every bit of Liam then. Like, Liam
Absolutely.
Needs to hurry up and get done with school.
Yep, exactly. Let's go. As far as the 90s thing, Lorena Bobbitt.
Yeah, buddy.
Well, so I think that gets talked about a lot. You think that's not enough, James?
I mean, enough? No. I can't believe that happened.
Well, I can't believe it happened either, but I don't think there's anyone.
I think it's been adequately sensationalized.
I do, too. I'm with John. Like the Beanie Babies, how often has that come up on our show? Lorena Bobbitt's come up on our show.
A couple times, but not often, man.
Well, part of the reason is how do you broach that topic? Yeah, I mean, it's...
Very carefully.
You know, the incredible thing, for those that don't know, and I think most know, it was reattached. She threw it out a window into the grass, and then someone went and got it and got it and took it to the hospital and reattached it. And then the guy went in porn.
Yeah.
It actually works under
pressure.
When I say it, you know what I'm talking about, right?
I'm well aware.
With it. It's been cut off. It's back.
Ew.
Cut off and thrown into the yard.
It's absolutely amazing. All right, let's listen to Jimmy Butler because he weighed in, not about Lorena Bobbitt or John Wayne Bobbitt, but Jimmy Butler, you know, who obviously got injured right at the start here of the playoffs, the game against the Sixers. Couldn't go against the Celtics. The Heat lost in five. When you listen to him here, you're going to hear a fired up athlete. You're going to hear a competitive and confident guy. You're going to hear someone who thinks he not only could have made a difference for the Heat if he played against the Celtics, but it sounds like he's saying if he was a Sixer, he would have made a difference against the Knicks. Listen to Jimmy Butler over the weekend.
Yo, video this. You got it?
Yep.
Yo. 1, 2, 3, action. If I was playing, Boston would be at home. New York, damn sure would be f***ing at home. Josh Hart. What that mean to me? Josh Hart.
Yo.
Come on, man.
He dropped a couple F-bombs in there, John. He's telling you he would have been the difference maker in either series.
And I love everything about the way he believes, and I have no problem with him saying what he's saying. I actually think he's right.
Look, he's
think
walked
he
the
would
walk.
Have made a difference for us.
He's knocked the Celtics out a bunch of times in the playoffs. And he's, you know, look, he's a great basketball player. Now, it was interesting over the weekend.
You want him or LeBron more?
I want LeBron more. I think LeBron is currently better. I want LeBron more.
I think I might want LeBron more because I think LeBron could come so much cheaper that you could get another star in addition to LeBron because of the discounted rate he might accept if you bring Bronny in.
If he takes it.
Yeah.
If he takes it. So Jimmy Butler was the point of a Spike Eskin tweet over the weekend. And this has got me, because I was all like, all right, sure, go get Jimmy. That'd be great. And then Spike put this out. I'm like, Spike's got an interesting point here. Here's what Spike wrote over the weekend. He said, Jimmy Butler's had a great run, but he is cooked. Now, let me be clear. I don't think he's cooked, all right? I don't think he's cooked. But Spike goes on to say this. He doesn't try during the regular season. He shoots 2 threes a game. He's useless off the ball, implication being if Maxey's your dominant ball handler. You know, Jimmy Butler's never been exactly a stand-in-the-corner catch-and-shoot guy. He's useless off the ball and a disruptive personality. Trading for him and giving him an extension would be great for content but bad for the Sixers.
He's always been a Jimmy hater.
He has been.
Let's, like, be very clear about that.
What if he's the key to getting Joel's mindset right?
Yeah,
I think he challenges Joel. I think Joel recognizes this. Joel knows that's what he needs more of.
So, Ben, who would you rather have next year? And we don't even know that they can get either. But just let's just say a 40-year-old LeBron next year or a 34-year-old Jimmy Butler. Or actually 35 next year. I think he's 34 now. I think he'll be 35. Whatever. Mid-30s Jimmy or 40 LeBron. Who would you rather have?
I want who's going to not disrupt the locker room as much.
Well, they both will in different ways. Because here's the deal.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Selling a little or a lot?
Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I can't have Tobias. Tobias Harris won't disrupt anything, and he won't get me anywhere.
Yeah. I think they're, personally, I think they're both cooked. I think they're just, I mean, age has caught up with them. Having said that, how do you not go against one of the best of all time in LeBron?
I would pick LeBron.
How do you go against that?
James, who would you rather have? Jimmy? Now, to be clear, LeBron you can sign outright. Jimmy, you'd have to trade some of those first-round draft picks, so it's a little wonky. But, James, just all things being equal, who would you rather have?
LeBron, of those two. I'd rather have Paul George than both of them, though. I know you disagree
with
that.
Oh, I want
I just think he's a way better fit right here. I mean, I think he's exactly what they need from
a fit
perspective.
I need a guy that's hungry. LeBron and
Paul
Jimmy.
Paul George never won anything. Like,
yeah, you know why? He's not hungry
enough.
Playing
with James Harden.
Nah, he's just not. His career has been a disappointment. Rhea, who would you rather have, LeBron or Jimmy Butler?
100% I'm with James. Paul George.
Paul George over both of them.
Yeah, because Jimmy, I do agree with Spike that I think kind of he's on the, and I don't want to trade.
Yeah.
LeBron, I got to draft his kid who can't play for his college team to get him here. Yeah. I mean, I don't know.
So, look, that's another poll question we'll have to do one of these days, to size up those three, who you'd rather have. I can tell you, the thing about Paul George I can't stand, not only that he always seems to lose early in the playoffs, he just doesn't have enough want in him. He just I need someone to rip. I need a rip your face off kind of guy.
He does seem awfully nice.
Yeah,
I mean, like in a nice way.
You
like
think LeBron's a rip your face
man.
Off guy?
In the playoffs, yeah. I saw when they didn't have that challenge the other day in whatever game that was, and he's stomping on the court because he's mad at Ham for not challenging that one play. Like he is competitive. Paul George is just float around 3-point line guy. I don't need that. I don't like it.
I know. I'll take Jalen Brunson any day of the week. Great, twice man. On Sunday.
Man, he is like 10 times better than I thought he would be.
He's unbelievable.
He's incredible.
The ball's glued to his hand.
He's incredible. He really is. Let's go to Lewis right now. Lewis, you in the middle of a tornado? Hello, sir.
Going outside. Sorry, a little loud in the tire factory.
All right. What do you got, Lewis?
Hey, has this Philly season not been fun to watch with my boy Alec Bohm?
Listen, man, 18 games is a legitimate hit streak. And by the way,
Lewis, he's your boy?
Oh, yeah.
18 games is amazing. You know, Mike Schmidt talking pregame about the fact that he had a 17-game streak himself, and he was impressed by that. Like, he didn't realize he was able to do that. 18 games is a long time.
And Bohm's not like 18 singles over 18 games. He's getting extra base hits and like 2 or 3 hits in a lot of games. I mean, his batting average is close to .500 in this stretch. It's unbelievable.
I know. I went ahead and put a $5 wager for NL MVP. Pays me $305.
Got a shot, man. It's not a bad bet.
Not at all. I put Ranger for Cy Young, too. Why not?
He's got a shot also. No question. He's lucky everyone escaped that game without injury the other day.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, there's a lot going on in that Saturday game. Go ahead, Lewis.
I was thinking put the rotation there. I want to turn ball in, but you know what? It's good to have that insurance policy if something happens.
Well, you're going to have an insurance policy either way. It's just a matter of which guy's your insurance pals. But I agree with you. Obviously, they got options this year. Lewis, give me an answer from the 90s. What doesn't get discussed enough?
You played the song Pearl Jam suing Ticketmaster for ripping off the fans.
Ripping off what?
The fans.
What'd they do?
Yeah, they started their own ticket company, essentially. It was a big deal. But was that in the 90s that happened? I don't remember if it was. I don't know. I'll look it up.
I don't know.
It was a pretty big deal.
Here's a 90s story, John. A buddy of mine texted me a few minutes ago. It is an underrated 90s story that very rarely gets brought up. Reggie White and a couple of NFL players leading the players to free agency.
Yeah.
I mean, that changed pro football. And Reggie was right on the forefront of that. Yeah, of course, Norman Brayman held it against him and said, okay, I'm not going to offer you a contract. But, I mean, think about that. NFL free agency, early 1990s, and Reggie White as a union member advocating for that. That was a game changer in pro football.
Absolutely it was. We heard Saquon say earlier today, too, talking about something similar. He was not offered a deal in New York, just like Reggie was not offered a deal here in Philadelphia.
Yeah, I mean, they'd offered him prior deals in prior years, and he turned down longer-term deals. But, yeah, let me throw a question out here.
It was my understanding that year, that free agency year, he wasn't.
That's right. No, that's
accurate.
They
just let him go, right?
Reggie?
Yeah.
The Philadelphia Eagles that year never offered Reggie White a deal while he was a free agent.
Incredible.
I mean, that has been reported by many people.
Yeah.
Let me put it that way. All right, so I get a text over the weekend from a buddy. And, man, I don't know what the answer to this one's going to be. When Tobias Harris comes back next year as a visiting player, like he's going to probably get, 2 years, $15 million from somebody to go, be a bench player somewhere. When Tobias comes back next year as a member of, like, the Pistons, do the Sixers give him a tribute? Like, it's the end of the first time out.
Oh, God, I hope not.
And here's the moment where Tobias does he get recognized?
I think so. Yeah, I mean,
He's not. What are we doing?
Good.
5.5 years of service, James.
What are we doing here? Like, really?
It's been a chunk.
Just because you're here,
right?
Doesn't mean you get honored.
When he comes back, You have to put a little something.
All right, James, I know you think they shouldn't. Do you think they will?
I mean, they're a horribly run organization, sure. Yeah, I'm sure they will. They'll roll out the red carpet for them. They do everything that's the wrong move. So, yeah, sure.
Rhea, will they?
They'll put something up there on it, and the fans will boo.
They will boo, right?
Oh, yeah.
They'll boo.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think that's the right answer. I think they will do something. And I think that people will boo. Now, I will say, if you put up a certain video, him talking, him being thankful for people, maybe people lean into the, he's a nice guy thing.
He's been an incredibly nice guy the whole time.
He has been. I mean,
he is a nice guy.
He's a smart guy, yeah.
Ben, would you boo Tobias Harris in such a moment?
No.
You're Ben Davis, Philadelphia citizen.
I'm not a booer.
Would you cheer him?
I would clap my hands.
You're golf clapping Tobias for his service.
I would golf clap him, yes.
Oh, thanks, Tobias.
Even though
thanks
he gave us
a zero
the other day. A zero.
I would golf clap him.
And Seltzer, you would flat boo?
I don't know if I would boo. I would boo the organization for doing it.
It is a smart
doing
it.
Yeah.
It is
I certainly wouldn't nice. Clap. There's no way my hands are meeting. That's for sure.
Well, that'll be next fall
There's
or winter.
No way my hands are meeting.
We'll
I've
figure
never
that
heard
out.
That before.
Salty James.
I don't
is
think
the
I ever
best.
Said that before.
I love it.
It's pretty good.
I like it. All right, 215-592-9494. Time's yours
left
up
hand
ahead.
Meet right hand.
There you go.
Yes.
And that tremendous moment last night in the game when Brandon Marsh was being interviewed. If you haven't heard it, we'll get to that also. It's pretty funny stuff. All here today on 94WIP.
Don't sweat a swing and miss thanks to insurance tokens from BetMGM. Add an MLB wager to your bet slip and activate your bet insurance token. If your bet with the token applied doesn't hit, you'll get your stake back and bonus bets up to a specified maximum amount. There's another chance to step up to the plate and bet on the action out there on the diamond. Baseball is America's national pastime, and BetMGM's favorite pastime is making the sport even more amazing for fans. So whether you want to bet on a no-run first inning, try a signature bet, or take a home run prop, BetMGM has a loaded lineup for all 9 innings all season long. Go to your BetMGM account today to claim your bet insurance token and get your stake back in bonus bets if your MLB wager using the...
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I wish nothing but the best for you.
Man, this was an album.
I know the version of me. Is she perverted like me?
Were you bumping Alanis?
I had the CD.
Everyone had the CD, I feel like. The Broadway show now. Jagged Little Pill or whatever.
Yeah. She's so talented.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it was just the perfect moment. The Alanis Morissette moment. And then it lasted longer than a moment.
Yeah, but she's...
Now she's kind of back.
Yeah, but she's one of those never got better than her first.
Well, that's very true.
Like Ron Hextall, his best season... was his rookie
year.
Season.
Yeah.
Mark Makin's best season was his freshman year. And Alanis Morissette's best album was her first.
Well, if you're going to have an album as great as that, you know, that's the one to have.
It was unbelievable. It really was. All right, great to be with everyone on this Monday morning. So obviously a lot going on in Philly sports. Daryl Morey later today, 1 o'clock. Daryl Morey will be talking. Obviously we'll be covering all sorts of stuff here today on WIP. 4 o'clock, the Phillies with an afternoon game. So they go for the sweep today. The rare four-game sweep where it wraps around Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. Not quite as fun, John, facing the Giants without Gabe Kapler there. I always kind of enjoyed the
you're right.
The Gabe Kapler
a bit disappointing.
Thing, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So it was fun. Back in the...
Some extra zest. I love seeing what he looks like because he would get tanner and tanner. He was keeping up with, it seemed like makeup at times.
It did seem that way.
Was he wearing mascara? I don't know. There were questions galore. But just watching him, it was enjoyable because those questions.
I enjoyed it when he was on the other team, and then you know, we'd play the audio when he came back, and some of the ridiculous
good sound bites. Yeah. You just always
there were always good
what he
sound
was
bites.
Thinking.
Speaking of good sound bites, let's listen last night. This was an interesting moment during the game. Brandon Marsh is being interviewed by Carl Ravitch, Sunday Night Baseball, obviously. Phil's getting yet another win, and in the midst of it, Brandon Marsh not only catches a ball out there in center field, but is in the midst of a conversation while doing shows. So this is a great exchange.
If you had to start a rock band, who would you take from the team, and what's the band name?
Oh, my gosh. I'd take Garrett Stubbs.
Yep.
I'd take Kyle Schwarber.
That's here me. You go.
Got it! I'm I'd take Kyle Schwarber. I take Stubby, I take Pache. Oh, what's the name?
Yeah, give me a name.
Stay Loose and Sexy, baby.
There you go.
That's good stuff, man. It really is. It's just all around funny. All right, let's go to Todd in Wilmington. Good morning, Todd.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Great, Todd.
Staying
loose and sexy over here.
That's right.
I had a question for Ben about the Phillies starting pitching rotation.
Sure.
Is it reasonable to... for them to consider going to a six-man rotation so that guys can go a little bit later in the games and still be fresh towards the end of the season?
I think later on in the season it's possible, but right now these guys like to pitch every fifth day. And Zach Wheeler's been open and honest about that. He doesn't like that extra day. And if I have Zach Wheeler, my guy, my ace, I'm going to concede to him any chance I get. But I think possibly later in the year, maybe give him a day. He said, you know what, Topper? I could use an extra day. You know, maybe I just threw 8 innings and I need that. I threw 110 pitches. Maybe I need an extra day.
Don't you think, Ben, some of it's not just about effectiveness, but also like you desire to have 17 wins instead of 14 wins?
Yes, stats? I think that has a lot to do with it. But honestly, this really disrupts their routine. These guys are so routine oriented. So they know after they pitch a certain day, it might be a rest day, it might be a bullpen day, might be I lift my legs on this day, I lift upper body on this day. It all goes into it, and if you screw up that routine, it messes with them because they only get a chance to perform every fifth or sixth day.
Right.
So that goes that there's a lot that plays in that as well.
Plus, the starting pitcher has to factor in golf time.
Correct.
The way Greg Maddux and Tom Glavine used to have. What a gig.
Different.
John, you pitch every fifth day, and the other four you get to go golf. What a gig.
And to be that talented.
What a gig.
I was always very it's part of why I'm so resentful of the kickers and punters. Like right. Watching them leave after the 8 a.m. Remember, like the first meeting every day, 8 a.m., special teams meeting, 8:45, those guys left.
Yeah.
And we knew where they were going. It was likely they were heading over to the course to get 9 in before they came back.
You know, Todd, I could see a scenario where in about the next 5 to 10 years, a lot of teams in baseball are six-man rotations, but we're just not quite there yet. Todd, give me an answer. Something from the 90s. You can win tickets to either Incubus, Tim McGraw, Santana, or Pink. Give me a great answer. 90s topic we don't talk enough about anymore.
Launched June 1st, 1999, Napster.
Oh,
Napster. Great answer.
That is a good answer.
It changed everything. It really did.
It really did. And then they got nailed for what?
Did it change everything? Because they...
Well, it was the start. I mean, the point is then other people came along after. Yeah. Like, they got shut down. But, I mean, that was the beginning of you know, Spotify and this. That could, these things.
That could win. I mean, I don't know if Napster's ever been said on our show. I use our show as kind of a barometer for things being discussed or not. That's a pretty damn good answer. Speaking of answers, Ray Diddy, you know, we played answers earlier of Ray on the Eagles draft at the top of the draft. Picks 1 and 2, he loved. Ray thinks it started getting a little bit more on the shaky side once you get to the third pick with Jalix Hunt. Let's listen to Ray. This goes back about a week or so ago, but we hadn't played this audio since then. And if you missed it, I want to give you a chance to hear it. So Ray absolutely loved the first two picks. Thought they were the two best cornerbacks in the draft, and he's thrilled the Eagles got him. But with pick 3 with Jalix Hunt, that's where he thinks Howie might have gone a little too earlier.
If you were to say to me, okay, what's the one thing that you might criticize or the one thing that you might have looked at and said, I don't know about that, it would be Hunt. And not because I don't think he has the prospect of being a good developmental player and being a guy who could help you down the road. I just thought he was a reach where you got him. You know, at third round, I just thought, you know, those kind of guys, those developmental kind of guys, which is really what he is, and even Howie used that term. He's a developmental guy. You know, I'm going for those guys on day 3. I would have. I thought that he represented a reach.
I was surprised how he took developmental guy that early. Now, with that said, Mel Kiper loved Hunt. A lot of people loved Hunt. I mean, Mel was
Jeremiah
first.
Too.
Yeah,
Jeremiah went 64th overall, and they got him what, like 92 or something.
Incredible.
Like that? Yeah.
So, look, time will tell. But Ray continued on talking about what Jalix Hunt brings to the table.
What he really is, I mean, he's a very impressive, quote unquote, athlete. I mean, he's got really good size. He tested really well. You know, he runs a legit 4.6. But he right now, I mean, you look at his college background. He played mostly at Cornell, and he finished up at this tiny little school, Houston Christian, who plays basically nobody.
You know, my thing, John, is this: if you aren't going to give much in year 1 and 2 because you're too developmental, you better be damn good in years 3 and 4. You know, because you only get a guy like that on a 4-year contract. I mean, otherwise, what's the point?
Well, it feels like the point with this guy was Vic Fangio loves some of the traits that he displays. You know, like some of the rare traits. Look at this first step explosion, or look at the way he's able to bend and stay bent coming off that edge. You know, just a little more than everyone else. Vic Fangio, it feels like this was a guy he went and pounded the table for. So I'm fine if Vic loves this guy and identifies this guy, Jalix Hunt, as a guy who fits his system.
Is Vic Fangio going to be here when Jalix Hunt is good? Like, if he's even good?
Great question.
How old is Vic Fangio, Seltzer?
Like 65, I believe.
Oh, he's got time.
He's got a little time.
Yeah, right. There's defensive coordinators. They can do
they
their
can,
thing.
Yeah.
They go mid-70s.
The Wade Phillips,
oh,
those
yeah.
type of guys. Yeah.
Yeah, no problem. Let's go to Gary right now. Hello, Gary.
Hi, how you doing?
Great, Gary.
Yeah, I'm here.
Hi.
Oh, you're here? Oh, hello, Gary.
I'm here.
You're there, actually.
Well,
that's,
okay.
That's a good point.
So I want to talk about Joel a little bit.
Yes, sir.
I'll be right there. You know, what people have to realize and remember is people want to trade Joel, but you can't trade superstars and get equal value. It just never works out. You can get 10 draft picks. It's just... You're never going to get the value.
Well, it depends on who you would pick with those picks. I mean, you could start over. You could do that.
So, that SGA deal, someone talked about on the show last week, that was an amazing deal for Oklahoma City. They traded Paul George and reset their franchise.
That's right.
Well, I'll mention two things. Wilt Chamberlain, I can tell you who they got for him.
And Charles Barkley. I know.
And Charles Barkley. And Allen Iverson for that point. But Allen was a different situation.
But Gary, just to be clear, there's a whole different model now that exists than used to exist 30 or 60 years ago. Trade the player for draft picks pretty much exclusively and then stink and then try to – like when the Sixers – I mean, imagine the Sixers trading Barkley for Perry, Lang, and Hornacek. Like that kind of trade would never happen again. Like people know don't be that dumb anymore.
Yeah, well, yeah, I can understand that. But yeah. Joel is – I mean, people just don't appreciate him enough. He had an historic year going on. Yeah, I mean, this guy is – could be the best player in the world. But if you don't put a third guy that can score or a guy that can rebound around him, you know, you can't go all the way. And Daryl Morey hasn't done that.
All right, Gary, give me an answer from the 90s. What don't we talk enough about?
Okay, I got one for you. The 1966 NBA draft. Kobe, Steve Nash, Stavakovich,
yeah.
Marbury, and Ray Allen.
Well, it's a lot deeper right? than – it's 96, and it's way deeper than that. I mean, Marbury, Kobe, AI, Abdul-Rahim, Peja, Nash, Antoine Walker. There's a couple more here I'm forgetting, but that was – Marcus Camby, and I think Jermaine O'Neal, I think.
I think Jermaine O'Neal, too.
It's an incredible draft. All right, let me ask a question. The last caller said, you know, Embiid could be the best player in the world, and he could be, but you can't say that he is because he never finishes the season, effectively enough. So, like, this offseason, when it's, all right, let's size up how to rank the players, how do you rank them? Like, if a guy is that great when healthy and never able to be healthy in the playoffs, so, like, obviously Jokic is above him. But like, can you look yourself in the mirror with a straight face and put you well 2, 3, 4, or 5?
No,
if you can't finish it.
I think that's reflected in some of these NBA finals or NBA playoff advertisements. Like this season, I felt like those ads were devoid of Sixer input as much as in previous years.
I didn't notice that.
Yeah, like I felt. You know, you're seeing Tobias, you're seeing a few Joels here and there, but man, it felt like you had a lot of players from a lot of other places, not named Philadelphia, who were being featured more often than we were.
Well, there were some new dudes for sure, like SGA's new and a couple of the guys.
And that
new.
Could be a big part of it.
Yeah.
You know.
James, like, can you put him in the top 10?
It's a great question. I think you could probably put him in the top 10, but you can't discuss him being the best player in the world. Like, it's nonsense when you start comparing him to Jokic. It's like, it's nonsense.
But what about compared, like, can you put him two?
No, I wouldn't put him. That's why I said top 10's fine. But, like, I think he has to be out of the top 5 probably, or, like, back in the top 5 at best.
I mean, take a guy like Jamal Murray, who I don't believe is better than Joel Embiid, but he might win a championship.
A second.
Yeah.
He might win a second championship as the second best player on a team.
He's a closer.
I mean, I'm just saying, like, these are...
The more interesting ones are the young, like, SGA and Anthony Edwards. Like,
Anthony Edwards is passed.
I think he's passed him, too. Yeah. I agree. And you could argue, I mean, SGA definitely had a better year than Embiid, you know? So, he's the one seed in the West, SGA, you know? So,
right.
Yeah, I mean, it's certainly not as like, oh, Joel's the best player in the world. Like, you can't say that anymore.
All right, you ready? Brunson. Mm-hmm. Ben Davis. It's all-season player rankings. Who do you rank higher? Joel Embiid or Jalen Brunson?
Joel.
Hold on. Don't you have to go on recency?
I don't know. I mean, it's a little bit of everything.
Jalen Brunson just schooled Joel and his team.
I mean,
he took the Knicks on his shoulders and won that series.
He's going to get to the conference finals. I mean, he is. He's going to beat the freaking Cavaliers. The Pacers. I don't know. That's a tough one. I mean, you guys know, like,
That is a tough one.
I had no problem last year saying Zach Wheeler over Joel Embiid, in large part because of what he does in the postseason. It becomes the postseason. I trust Zach Wheeler. I can't trust Joel. Wheeler over Joel for Philadelphia top 5. But now it's like NBA, Jalen Brunson or Joel Embiid. Like, guys, we all know the deal. A healthy Joel is better than a healthy Jalen, but you don't get a healthy Joel in the postseason.
Yeah. Joel, then Jalen is better.
That's, oh, man.
But there's always going to be that what if with him. That's the problem.
Well, there is always going to be that.
I mean, he's just put up 39 points, and I don't think he's healthy. I know John thinks he is.
All right, well, Brunson
you
put
and I
up
don't,
47.
Joe.
Well, that's the amazing thing, that on one leg, getting 39, 50, and 40, whatever the other game was. I mean, the guy averaged over 30 points with a leg.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
And he has two legs.
That's what I'm saying.
It's unbelievable.
And all the ligaments intact.
All right, let's do what we do every single day at this time.
Never let that rest.
All right, Time's Yours brought to us by Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. Discover the nation's best-kept secret and switch to Xfinity Mobile. Now at the best price for two lines of unlimited. Let's hit it with Time's Yours.
Reality here. It's May, and you already have the Phils winning the championship. Just remember, this is the 60th anniversary of the greatest collapse in major sports.
All right, whoa.
Talking about the Phillies. This is the losingest team in baseball. And
what is this
I just have a feeling they may be leading us down that golden path again. We'll see. Hope I'm wrong.
What a bummer of a call.
That's a horrible call. First off, no one's saying they're definitely going to win the championship.
Yeah, those words never came out of anyone's mouth.
Yeah, get that guy off the show.
I'm with you.
Save yourself the time. Here's a Daryl Morey press conference. Well, Embiid played great. He was hurt most of the year, but in the playoffs he stepped up. Maxey had a really good performances in the playoffs. We're going to up them. We have a lot of cap space this offseason. We're going to look to make some big moves to upgrade the team. It was a pause year, blah, blah, blah. We're going to come back strong next year and try to improve the team, blah, blah, blah. It's going to be the same thing!
Well, I think the big question is, will he be out of breath before it begins?
I was going to say, you beat me to it.
I mean,
well,
seriously,
done.
Dude, compose yourself.
I'm with you.
It is so bizarre.
It's horrendous. I mean, it's just like, dude, you speak like twice a year. Freaking compose yourself before the press conference begins and don't be
out of
breath.
Did he hustle up to the table, though, beforehand?
I don't know.
Multiple, though.
But obviously, he's running behind.
But if so, don't.
It's possible he's just always running behind or something.
Well, again.
Don't.
Yeah.
It is.
You got one thing to be on time for today. Yeah. It's your press conference.
Yeah,
be on time.
Get there a little earlier.
Trey Turner, if he's gone for 6 weeks, that's going to be a big problem. Why not pull off a trade like the Padres and the Marlins did? Dave Dombrowski should go out and trade for a shortstop, get somebody to back him up. What are we going to do? Got to keep winning. Time's yours.
Well, they don't need to make a trade. I mean, they got players. No, they're fine there.
Hey, little Joey. It's me, your bidet here. Hey, you might be a big fan of mine, but holy mac, are you a disaster. I've never seen anything like this before. Get me out of here.
That's a good idea.
Listen.
Clever.
How many times do you think you've used the...
I've only used it twice because I was away this weekend.
Oh.
So I used it when I got back.
Are you looking forward?
I do. I look forward.
You've thought about it?
Oh my God.
1,000%.
Eager anticipation.
I look forward to going to the bathroom.
Your butt.
It's tremendous.
Look forward to going to the bathroom.
John,
the bidet, this thing is a miracle.
I've never used one.
It's
I don't
a
think
miracle.
I ever will.
A miracle?
It's not miraculous.
Ben, have you ever used
I don't
one?
Turning wine into turning water into wine
water
is
into
a miracle.
Wine. Well,
I don't know if a bidet is a
all right, let's
a
say
miracle.
This. This is like Mark Zumoff turning garbage into gold. This is tremendous. And with that, we shut it down.
The Time's Yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints. Call 215-238-4500.
All right, we've gotten some really good answers here today on something from the 90s that kind of has flown under the radar in recent years. A well-known thing from back then that doesn't get as much pub anymore. All right, let's go to Robert right now. Robert, go ahead, buddy.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for taking a call, my favorite sports talk show.
Thanks.
If you could reinvent Charles Barkley, he would be the best thing, of course, for the Sixers. But next to him, I've got to go with Jimmy Butler because of the grit and swagger that he brings in the clutch.
He's a tough dude, man. He really is.
He is. And then the second thing is, perhaps somebody asked you this earlier. I might have missed it last week. But I don't know what your favorite hot sauce is, but Buddy Hield was hotter than your favorite hot sauce in the second quarter. Why did Jimmy Nurse sit him? I mean, why did Coach Nurse sit him on the bench in the third quarter?
Major mistake. But that first off, the answer is hot mustard sauce from McDonald's.
Wait, now that's not an answer. That's not a hot sauce.
Well, it's called hot
it's
mustard
not
sauce.
Hot sauce.
No, but
not hot sauce.
That's mustard.
But it's called hot.
What's your favorite hot sauce? You can't say mustard.
All of them is the correct answer.
And that's not from the 90s either. But at any rate,
all right, give me an answer, Robert, from the 90s. You can win the concert tickets. What do you got?
Well,
it's well known, but doesn't get discussed enough.
If you said the 80s, I would have said Boom Boom Mancini and Duke Cup Kim.
Of course.
But that changed boxing forever. That was in 82. In the 90s, but it does get discussed now. But back then in 97 was the WNBA. I mean, nobody talked about the WNBA. It was a thing. It was just a gender thing. But with
Angel and
with
it's getting discussed now. Yeah, I mean, now, it's now getting more more pub. Cynthia Cooper was the main person back in the beginning. I think she won three straight titles to begin the WNBA, I think. All right. And Boom Boom Mancini might be my first memory ever. John, I remember my father being very upset.
Oh, I remember that very distinctly.
Very upset. And that was 82, and I was 4. And so that may be my first.
I was at my cousin's house.
Wow.
I mean, that was one of those things where it was a big enough deal that you remember where you were.
All right, so I thought we had some great answers. A little bit beneath the radar topics in recent years, but when you go back to the 90s, they were a big deal. So Kurt Cobain's death, maybe. The L.A. riots, I thought, were a great answer. Beanie Babies were a good answer. The Reebok pump sneaker, which D. Brown, of course, used to win that that dunk contest. The rise of women's soccer, the Mia Hamm, Brandi Chastain team. Napster, I thought, was a great answer. The excellence of the 96 NBA draft was a great answer. I'm kind of inclined here to go with Napster, the Reebok pumps, or the L.A. riots? But you guys tell me
Napster,
what you're saying.
I like Napster.
Napster's big, James.
Those are my three. So, yeah, I love the Napster answer. I think it's a great answer.
Ben, do you go Napster, do you go L.A. riots, or do you go to the pump?
Napster.
All right, Napster is
so 90s, and we never talk about it.
It's a great answer.
It's a perfect answer for this
all right.
topic.
Yeah. Hey, Todd, with the winning answer of Napster, he will get his pick of a concert.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.